Oh, folks, the time is now. Actually, that's just a good opening right now. The time is now! 6:01 in the p.m. You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM, or online worldwide at koop.org. You're now into the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And I'm Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, too bad, because the phones are down. Which kind of sucks for a call-in show, but it's all right, we're tough.
Yeah, we'll entertain you plenty. I'm so cold.
My vision, it's blurry around the edges and in the middle.
My left arm's tingling. Ride it. And you're legitimately coughing.
My legs have seized up. But you can still be a part of today's show by sending us an email, mascotwedding@gmail.com. You got the page open right now. Got it open right now. You send us an email, I will see it, and we will read it on the air, probably against better judgment.
That's right.
It was the alternate title for this television show. What? It was the alternate title for this radio show.
Don't let anybody know about our plans with Bravo.
That's right. Including Bravo.
That's right. The email today, our only line of communication. It's like radio silence. It's like Die Hard 2.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're only allowed to talk on the emergency frequency with the planes.
Almost like in a wartime situation. We start off the show with Weekend Wars by Management off of Oracular Spectacular or Auricular Spectacular.
Auricular.
I know you're probably sick of me playing Management, but since we're at war with other weekend shows, because we've declared what?
Nuclear war!
Thank you. Actually, we've declared nuclear war. It's a new thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are we doing that?
Yeah.
Nuclear war.
Nuclear war.
Okay.
Nuclear. I can't.
Confusion tactics.
Nuclear war.
Nuclear.
On the other thing, did you see that at the RNC, they had to spell that out on her teleprompter?
No, I did not.
Sarah Palin or whatever?
Palin.
Palin?
Yes.
Who cares?
Vice President Palin. Yeah. Get it right. You got 2 months.
They gave her speech to news outlets or whatever, but they left the phonetic spelling of nuclear on there. Because apparently the other day she was saying nuclear.
Wow. Yeah, not very good spellers over there on the Republican side of the ticket.
Why? Who else?
Everybody in the crowd. Like, I was watching it pretty much all week. It was a little unhealthy how much I was watching it. And every time they panned to a crowd shot, well, not every time. I'm going to say literally one in every four crowd shots, someone was holding up a sign that had the word Maverick on it. And I saw it misspelled in two different ways.
All right. No I? Was that one of them?
One of them had no K at the end.
Oh, what?
And then one of them was M-A-V-R-I-C-K.
Oh, Maverick.
Yeah, Maverick.
That's like he's Irish. Maverick. I gotta send you two jokers to Tip Goon. Actually, that's more Scottish.
But I like the McKin.
Yeah.
That is the Scottish. Yeah. I like the McKin. I can't. Where are my impressions gone? Where are my accents?
Cougar. He will shoot. So I gotta send you two jokers to Tip Goon. In fact, why wasn't that guy Scottish?
Why don't we just do the show in Scottish today?
That could be a show. We do all the, it'll be a rip-off of someone else's show. I won't say his. But we can do all the dialogue from Top Gun, but in stupid voices. We have another line of communication, if you don't want to send us an email. And that's our MySpace page.
That's right.
Which is myspace.com/mascotwedding. And I was on MySpace the other day.
Okay.
And on the main page, they were, you know, promoting different comedy and musical acts. And the comedy act happened to be Cheech and Chong.
Yes.
Because they're apparently reuniting to the delight of, I don't know, some. And God, they look so old.
Yeah.
They're sitting there like literal white beards, you know, but they're still dressed stupid.
Mm.
And then right across the page, let your eyes do a drifting, there was a little a box promoting MySpace music, and it was Metallica.
Jeez.
And they're looking, they actually, it's funny because they're all wearing like leather jackets and dark sunglasses. They look like some sort of like 50s greaser doo-wop group. Like they're going to come in and be like, Hey, you guys don't like me? I'll show you real music. And a one, and a two, and a...
a boom, boom, boom.
Going down the street, you know, et cetera. Seeing my girl.
Master of puppets.
Yeah. Hey, zig-a-doo-wop.
Hitting jukeboxes to make them start.
Yeah. A lot of old... And I was like, yeah, MySpace. In touch with the kids.
Yeah, no wonder Facebook's just lapping them.
Yeah, you know, the Draft House got a bulletin.
Friends, that's right.
I don't want to brag, David.
Yes.
But I'm friends with the Draft House on MySpace.
How did you manage that?
Yeah. I don't know if Draft House wants me talking about it, you know.
Wow. That's some select company.
It's friends. That actually is now in court. You don't have to testify against your MySpace friend.
Really?
Yeah. It's called MySpace friend privilege.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And I'm going to need that.
Oh, better befriend that person you were accused of battering. Now, anyway, I got distracted by flashing lights, which are not from a phone because you can't call in.
Aww.
Yeah, really in touch with the kids. Cheech and Chong. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, got a thing from the Draft House.
Yes, yes.
It said that they're abandoning their MySpace page, moving over to Facebook.
Which is funny because I am also friends with the Draft House.
How'd you swing that, man?
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Because I had to go through a lot in order to get that.
Oh, really? I just asked the guy who knew a guy.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, they didn't really update their MySpace page all that often.
But still, I've been reluctant to go over to Facebook because Facebook got popular right after I got out of college.
Yeah.
And originally it was just for students. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
It was, yes.
And so I associated with kids. And since I'm not on MySpace to stalk youngins, I don't know. But I may have to go over there eventually. Plus, I mascot wedding like a month ago. Just got a MySpace page. So take that, 19, 2000, whatever. So behind the times. But man, Cheech and Chong. Like,
yeah, it's funny you mention that because this week I also got on MySpace and I saw a little ad.
Yeah.
You know, coming to your town. What is it? Light Up America. The Light Up America tour. And I felt compelled to watch the promo video
because
I wanted to see the press conference. And sure enough, they actually came, or like, at least Cheech did. I don't know, Chong, I don't know what he's doing. But Cheech came out dressed as Cheech, like with the red suspenders and like the high-waisted pants and like the little beanie cap. It was, and he's like, he's what, 60? 65?
Wow, really?
He's got to be.
I believe it.
Yeah. And he's walking out like that, like a character, like if Pee-wee Herman or if Paul Rubens were to walk out as Pee-wee Herman today.
Well, at least he's putting some effort. He's not going to, you know, he's not going to come out and be like too cool for it. I mean, it's lame. It's pretty lame.
No, I would prefer if he came out too cool for it.
Really?
Yes. Well, first, I would prefer it if he didn't come out at all. I'd prefer it if he came out and said, hey, everybody, I'm announcing the making of Tin Cup 2 or something.
Yeah.
Not, hey, we're making, we're doing all your favorite bits from the Corsican Brothers.
We're going to do a Nash Bridges spinoff starring Cheech's character. I don't know. We're not going to, Up in Smoke 9.
It's Cheech and the Hot Daughter. It's pretty much Nash Bridges without Don Johnson. It's everything you wanted, folks.
Plus, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No longer
a side character. He's in the main cast now.
I like this idea.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Actually, I don't.
It's addition by subtraction. No. I would watch it.
The Ewing theory. Which teams get better if their best player leaves? Patrick Ewing. Anyway, yeah. But, like, man, how happy was Chong when that phone ring?
Oh, man.
Hey, what? Hold on a second. What? You want a tour again? Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
He, like, took his little paper hat off, took the name tag off, and walked right out of Long John Silver's. He's like, I don't have to do this anymore. It was a good feeling for him, I'm sure.
Plus, like, it's now gotten to the point where you have to almost, like MySpace kids using it. Mm-hmm. Like, who were Cheech and Chong? It's like, oh, man, they were the original Jay and Silent Bob. If I was Cheech and Chong, I would stab myself at that point.
Yeah.
I would get one knife and both jump on it.
Yeah, if you were in the room while someone was trying to describe Cheech and Chong to a child, like, hey, you know Lebowski in The Big Lebowski?
Wait, the older Lebowski or the regular Lebowski?
No, like the dude.
Oh, the dude, yeah.
Imagine there's like two of them, and they're going on wacky adventures. And you just hear like the little... the barrel of the gun sort of clinking against your teeth. And then just settling into place.
Sad day. You think we should go over to the Facebook?
Let's wait a while.
All right, I like that.
I'm waiting till after Facebook the movie comes out.
Oh, yeah. What the hell? That's a That's Aaron Sorkin, isn't it?
It's Aaron Sorkin, yeah.
Did he lose a bet?
No, I think he lost his cocaine pile, and he wants to buy another cocaine pile, and so Facebook the movie will get him more
cocaine.
You know what,
though? Man, when West Wing came out, the show that he used to do, I remember when it first came out, I could not give an S about it. Like, I could just not, couldn't give two S's. Mm-hmm. And but then I started watching it, and it got me, I'll admit.
Why?
It was good, and it was definitely like a liberal fantasy.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like, oh, what if the president's smart? I like it.
He so eloquently put our situation.
What? He won a Nobel Prize in economics. Oh, what if our president was like that? What if? Plus, after a while, all those little like Sorkinisms, like everyone's like walking fast, talking fast. Mm-hmm. It's like Gilmore Girls, but
don't you make fun of the Gilmore Girls?
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
Okay. I can never tell.
There's this Gilmore Girls mafia out there that does not want us to make fun of them.
It's like Gilmore Girls, except they're talking about like the game of Risk, mm-hmm. You know, almost. Because they're like, oh no, Germany's invading, and they're just talking really fast or whatever. Yeah. So it's a little bit more interesting than like, do you think he likes me? I don't think he likes me. Blah, 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 blah. What do I do about this? You look so cute.
Well, now it's just, should we invade? Let's not invade. What if we all wear lederhosen? Let's drink sausages. Let's drink sausages. Let's eat sausages.
But things hang in the balance on that. It built tension.
I guess.
Not tension is like, oh no, is Craig? I don't care. Something else I saw on MySpace when I was on there is it was one of those ads you're supposed to click on, and it was advertising a stupid quiz. Mm-hmm. And usually these quizzes are like, it's the makeout quiz. Are you a good kisser? Answer a quiz. Crush yeah. quiz. You know what I'm talking
the
about?
The best thing to do is go on a computer and take a quiz to find out if you're a good kisser.
Gay quiz. Are you gay? Answer 5 questions. You know, but have you seen
yeah.
those? You know
what oh, I'm yeah, about? Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
There's a... I know what they are. I know they're just going to open up a pop-up and, you know, probably...
And your name's going to be on a list.
Yeah, and the, you know, Off-Seas Mafia is going to get my credit. Whatever. But I couldn't resist clicking on one because it said Batman quiz.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh... But you know what? If I did get on the Batman quiz, you know what I'd get?
What?
Batman points. What is that? What does that mean?
Good toward what?
I don't know.
Good toward crime?
Yeah.
Do you get to commit one free crime if you get enough Batman points?
I think Batman gives you a free pass.
Oh, okay.
Like if he sees it, he doesn't throttle you.
Wait a second. Are you username MacB318?
Yes.
I'm going to let you go this time.
Oh, awesome.
I'll see you down at the hub.
Yeah, the hub. But I clicked on it. And I took the Batman quiz.
How did you do?
I missed one.
What did you miss?
I was furious. When, what year did Batman first appear? It's kind of
39.
Book. You son of a... thought it was 42.
Nope. Year after Superman.
I thought it was Superman was in the 30s, and then a couple years came Batman. Oh, well, made a fool out of me.
No, maybe Batman number one came out in the 40s, but...
No, Detective Comics 27.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was 42.
Oh, sorry.
I know. Egg on my face.
Wait. Did I just Highland you? Am I the biggest nerd in this room now?
Oh, no. Come on. You got to cut off my head, son. That's maybe like a finger.
Okay.
All right. Well, tell you what. Nope, that's not the right one. Tell you what. There we go. Let's take a break. Listen to some more music. And we'll be back for some more Mascot Wedding Show right after this. Boop. Boop. Mascot Wedding Show. Back again. CMWS. My name is Mac.
I'm David.
And you're listening to the Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power here. New Power Saturday Revolution. Part of Co-op's Grand Slam Saturday.
Hot.
You know why it's Grand Slam Saturday, David?
Why is that?
I touch them all.
Oh. So you don't want this delicious breakfast I made for you?
No, it has nothing to do with Denny's.
Pancakes.
No, it's like a baseball reference.
Eggs. Your choice of bacon or sauce.
No, you're not. You're just tuning me out again, talking about breakfast.
Okay. I should probably call the Sunday lineup then.
Why?
Because I changed their name inadvertently.
To what?
The Moons Over My Hammy Sunday lineup.
Moons Over My Hammy. Do they still have that? God, I hope so.
Have you? When was the last time you've been to Denny's?
Oh, geez.
Not to put you on the spot.
It definitely hasn't been too long, whatever it's been.
Okay. Shamefully recent.
No.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm curious.
Oh.
It's just one of those where you drive, you see it so often. they sort of take it for granted until you realize one day, wow, I used to go there, and now I never will again.
Well, I'm sure it's delicious, but I'm never like, oh, man, I want some food, and I want to pay $2 more for it than I should.
Yeah.
I've been IHOP somewhat recently.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But not Denny's for some reason. But, you know, back in the day, I loved Denny's.
Yeah, back in the day, it took care of it.
Yeah.
It took care of business. What did we just hear?
We just heard Eagles of Death Metal, Cherry Cola, off of Death by Sexy. Oh, man. You know, Eagles of Death Metal, drummer for that, Josh Homme.
Yes.
Also the front man, the Queens of Stone Age.
That is correct.
And they toured and they came together.
Yes.
So basically it was like Eagles of Death Metal opened up for the Queens of the Stone Age. And I didn't go. I forget why. I mean, I'm not the biggest Queens fan in the world, but I do love the Eagles of Death Metal. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Maybe I just didn't feel like paying money or something at the time. I regret not going now. But maybe I had a reason.
Yes, maybe much in the same way that I will regret not going to a show tonight.
But I was just going to, one last time on the show, that guy had to be tired.
Oh, exactly.
Playing drums is like, oh, really? I got another, oh, geez.
Thank you, guys. Queens of Stone Age are going to be out next. Wait, what?
I see.
I'm just going to lay down on this cot. Wake me when the show starts.
Maybe he's like, hey, we're the Eagles of Death Metal. We're playing with a new drummer. I'm going to be over here.
Yeah, because drumming takes, a rock drumming especially, like, takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
He opened as a drummer.
Maybe for the Queen show, he just sang, but I doubt it.
Well, still, like...
He's an Iron Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're going from, like, bass to xylophone. Like, he's going from drumming to fronting.
He's not going from playing keyboards in the Shins to playing keyboards in the Dandy Warhols. You know, he's got work to do.
Or playing that the stupid organ or that organ grinder in the Arcade Fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
Arcade Fire. Where are they from, David?
Canada.
Wrong.
What?
Win Butler. You know where he's from?
Where?
The Woodlands.
Really?
Yes.
What's with, like, the Arcade Fire mystique, then?
Some of them are from Canada, I assume.
That's stupid.
I know.
I'm going to punch that guy in the face.
The Woodlands. I hope that's true.
Just making stuff up now.
Yeah. But you said you were going to go see a show tonight?
Or yeah,
you were thinking about it?
I was thinking about
what
it.
What show?
Mudhoney is in town. Mudhoney, a favorite from my college days. Not that they were popular when I was in college. I came to them late. But I love them nonetheless. I still do. However, I find myself I'm talking myself out of it. And I feel like I'm getting old. Like, I don't want to go because it's going to be loud and it's going to be late and there are going to be kids there.
I don't know if you're getting old. You might just be getting lame.
Well, aren't those hand in hand? Aren't those one and the same?
One definitely happens. One should happen at some point.
Okay.
I don't know. They're definitely tied to each other. But actually, I don't know. It's like a Venn diagram. Because, like, let's say, I don't know, if you're like 50 years old and you don't feel like seeing a band or whatever anymore because it's loud and noisy, I think people aren't going to be like, oh, man, go out and party.
Yeah.
But I think there's a window, and I think you're still in it. You should have to go to that show.
See, that's the thing. I would not mind. Like, if that's what ends up happening, if I end up going to that show, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of that show. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
Mudhoney put on a great show. But I love sleep. I love sleeping. And drinking warm milk.
Maybe it's Mudhoney's fault, though.
No, don't you say that.
Because, like, let's say I got to go to a Yeah Yeah Yeahs show.
Uh-huh.
Love the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I wouldn't mind standing up, being loud. I wouldn't even mind just throwing some bows, making a pit.
You can't make a pit at the Yeah Yeah Yeahs show.
Yeah. Maps comes on. Hey, do, throwing some bows. That's right. But, man, if it was Ben Folds and I had to stand for that, I'd be like, can I sit down?
Yeah.
I think the degree of rocking.
But Mudhoney rocks hard. They rock. And they're in their 40s.
So, go.
I might.
What do you got to do tomorrow? Nothing important.
Nothing.
Yeah, go.
Well, I mean, except for this project I'm working on.
Yeah, so. You're always working on a project. It's not important. What time is the show tonight?
Like 9,
I think. Oh, that's late. No, you should go. No, but I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely been times when, like, last night, for instance, I could have gone out, but I was like, or I could just lay on the couch and watch Doomsday. That unrated version of Doomsday.
The from the makers of The Descent.
Makers of The Descent. Got a text message from a couple people. Hey, I'm at such and such. Yeah, but I just made popcorn.
But my shoes are off, and my toes are twinkling.
But then I was just talking about going out.
Yeah.
Mud Honey, going out's going to be there tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Going out's going to be there next weekend. When's Mud Honey going to be here next?
Last time I saw them was 2001.
Yeah, there you go. You want to wait another 7 years?
No.
They're gonna be done.
I might be dead by then.
Yeah. I guarantee Mud Honey's going to be dead by then. Mud Honey.
Mud Honey.
Low-income housing. Mud Honey.
Cash Money.
Cash Money.
Apparently Fez is doing the show with me now. Yeah, I guess it just sort of, it's resonating with me more because the signs of age are showing up more and more in my life these days. Like the other day, I was at the store buying alcohol, and I got carded, which was a great feeling.
Really?
Well,
you're a dude. What do you care?
Well, because it hadn't happened in so long. It wasn't a great feeling. It wasn't like, thank God.
I feel so
hideous. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I take it as a compliment.
Your mom's card?
But it was just one of those things, like, I happened to notice it at the right time, and I was like, oh, I'm getting carded. But this is literally what the guy behind the counter said. Literally. Never mind, you're almost 30. What am I supposed to do with that?
You're a young man, David Hotta.
I'm almost 30, Mac.
So? Dude, when you're 45, knock on wood.
That's not happening. I saw that video on Geekology of the meteor hitting. It's going to destroy us all.
What is it?
It's a video. It's a computer simulation of a meteor hitting.
Of a specific meteor?
No, just
okay.
David's comment.
I really have blind... I hope the government's working on that. If Barack Obama... Actually, you know what? If McCain came out and was like... you know, one of my cornerstones of my government is making sure we have good meteor defense. I may switch votes.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
I'd switch over to that guy.
I mean, if fear mongering is the stock and trade of politicians, go all out. Like, I will protect you from robots for the next 50 years. Like, I wasn't thinking about it, but now that you put it in my head, I don't want to be destroyed by robots.
Well, I'm not. No, but if. When I was a kid, I used to be worried that Jesus would come back while I was alive.
Yeah.
And kill us all. But,
softened on that stance a little bit.
Softened on that. But meteors, man. Oof.
Yeah.
Those things fly fast.
And they're out there.
Yeah. They're coming.
They are coming.
Some of them hate us. You know what they hate? You know why they hate us?
Why?
They hate our freedom.
We got to destroy them.
Miss that boat, McCain. That is some fear mongering that would work.
See, yeah, I'm kind of on board right now.
Where were you on that one, old man? Speaking of McCain, I caught a little bit of People United this week on Co-op, the show in solidarity with the people of the world, hosted by Co-op's own curmudgeon.
I wouldn't call him that.
You wouldn't call Alan Campbell a curmudgeon?
I would call him a. What would I call him? Let me think about that.
I've never seen him in a great mood. I'll say that much.
No.
He always seems slightly annoyed.
But curmudgeon seems... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, curmudgeon.
Although, and he had a guy on... Oh,
Cantankerous Spitfire.
See, he's not a Spitfire.
Because he's got a little life in him.
Well, he definitely has life in him, but People United is not like a Fire and Brimstone show. It's well-paced.
But he's passionate about what he believes in. He's not like Andy Rooney.
I was enjoying it, yeah.
He's not like... Envelopes taste funnier these days. Like, no, he believes in... he's fighting for what he believes in.
And he had on the host of this book... He had on the author of this book. I think his name was Erwin Tang. Don't quote me on that. He wrote a book called Gook.
Oh.
John McCain's Racism and Why It Matters.
That's right. Yeah.
And I don't... Well, you know what? I don't have, like, a clever thing for this. I was doing a little drinking game by myself. Not really. I was in the car, so just a flask.
Oh, okay.
But every time they used that G word, I took a sip, and I was a hammer within 5 seconds.
Wow.
That was shocking. It was a lot of that word.
Well.
Because, you know, you don't hear that word.
No, you don't. And for a reason.
Even when people are playing racist, you still don't hear that word.
No. You hear words.
Well, shocking.
You don't hear that one.
So, yeah, you're not going to go to that Mud Honey show.
No, right? I am not. Let's talk about that.
All right. Oh, geez. Oh, man. What do I want to talk about? Oh. Guess where I was before coming here?
I don't know.
I already told you.
Softball practice.
That's right. Softball practice. I want to talk about last co-op softball game, which is amazing. We're playing Book People. It was a rematch against Book People. David, you were at that first Book People game. What happened? First time we played co-op softball. The co-op Kilowatts.
Yeah.
The Book People, Filthy Animals, in the Alternative Softball League.
Yeah.
What happened?
Co-op was like the planet Earth, and Book People is like a meteor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Destroyed.
Wait. Which, they destroyed us. I think 25-8 or something like that. Something obscene.
Yeah.
So we played him again. Mm-hmm. And at this point, we'd only won one game against Emos. Mm-hmm. And Book People, they're on the schneid.
Yeah.
After creaming us, turning us into sweet, sweet creamery butter, churning us, if you will, getting it again.
Take your time with it.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of us. And so they'd actually lost like 3 games in a row.
Oh, wow.
Still a powerhouse, though.
Their arms were probably tired.
Yeah.
From the pummeling that they inflicted on you.
That's true. And we had been doing better. We'd come more together as a team. That was our first game. Mm-hmm. And so they got up by 6. But here comes a co-op fighting back. Tied it up at 6.
Oh, wow.
In fact, it's tied at 6 going into the top of the 8th.
Okay.
We were the home team. Between the bottom of the 8th, I don't think we got anything. But top of the 8th and 9th, they hung like 7 more runs on us.
Oh, jeez.
So we thought we had them, right? We were tied 6-6. You know, we were tied 6-6 for a couple innings. Actually, I think they got up to 7-6, mm-hmm. maybe in the 7th. But we're still within striking distance. But at bottom of the 9th, you know, and I usually got pretty good morale. I'm out there clapping it up. But I'm thinking, you know what, let's just finish strong. But I don't think we're going to win it. But, you know, let's just go out there and finish strong. John Erler, host of the Elk Mating Ritual Show.
Crazy Legs John Erler?
Crazy Eggs. Got a new name, Sparkplug John Erler.
Oh.
Gets up there. Yep. Gets on base, maybe even a double. Ooh. Continuing his last 2 games, he's 7-7.
Jeez.
I know. It's scary. We didn't have enough ladies on the team, and so the next was an automatic out.
Okay.
Demoralizing? No. People just keep getting up there. Keep in mind, we're down 7 runs.
Right.
And just keep getting hit after hit after hit, and next thing you know, it's a tie ball game.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, like, as soon as when I scored, like, I got up, and I think I got on first, and then I forget who knocked me home. I think Jay Roblard was after me. Jay Roblard, the morning man. Getting up there, swinging some lumber. And, here's what they did, though. Book People, they're not a quiet team.
No.
They like to gab a
little
bit. They're talking some serious tea.
They're jawing.
Trash. That's right. And they switch pitchers in the bottom of the 9th, presumably just because, hey, we're up so much, so why don't we just F around and switch pitching?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the only reason I could see. Why switch pitching? You're up 7 runs. Things are working.
No idea.
Was your arm getting tired?
From that underhand 20-mile-per-hour
slow
toss?
Pitch softball, yeah. I mean, maybe he like just come from a skee ball tournament. You know, he's like, oh, jeez.
Why did I play in that skee ball tournament for today?
My rotator cuff. I was getting all 50s, though.
That is pretty good.
That is pretty good. It's not quite 100.
No.
But at 50, that's not, wait.
That's tickets.
No, 50 is the outer ring. Where does it go?
No, the 100's at the top, the two ones at the top.
Oh,
and
okay.
The 50 is the center ring. So, yeah, you're center. Not talking hundies.
Yeah, 50's still solid.
You're in the ticket zone right
now. He probably didn't place.
Okay.
In the skee ball tournament. But he's doing pretty good. But they switched. They switched to another pitcher who I think had never pitched before,
mm-hmm.
is what somebody said. That may not be true. Somebody look that up. Where's our intern? Yeah. Why don't we have an intern?
I don't know. I already had a name for him and everything.
What are you going to name him?
Gilbert.
Oh, him?
Gilbert the intern.
What if it was a lady?
Gilbert.
Ooh.
We'll think of something.
Okay. Gilberti? Yeah, I don't like that.
Gilberta.
How about Gilly?
I like that. Oh, okay. Gilly.
Gilly.
Gilly the intern.
Gilly. That's kind of like our friend Gilgsy.
That's right.
Listener Gilgsy from Virginia. Anyway, so we tie it up. We're going nuts at this point because Book People, they're a powerhouse. They crushed us. Switch pitching, getting cocky. We managed to tie it up. Guess who takes the plate?
Who?
Your good friend and friend of this show, Long Lay.
Hey!
That's right. Long hits a grounder to the third. Third baseman scoops it up. Long, he will admit, he stopped running for half a second.
Oh.
Always got to run it out.
You got to run it out.
Always got to run it. But then he picked it right back up. Looked like he was going to be out. Then throw to first. Looked like it was in time. But what do I see rolling down that first base line? The ball.
Ah.
Didn't catch it. Didn't secure it. Nerves or whatever. Oh, suddenly Book People. The nightmare is all too real for them. And there was somebody on second scoring position. And at that point, we had two outs. And so Long was safe. We had a runner on third. Saw that ball roll into the first baseline. And at that point, I was the third base coach. Not because I have any sort of third base coaching ability, just because anyone could third coach.
Yeah.
Coach, anyone.
Stop.
Yeah.
No. Keep going.
Yeah.
Get down.
And it was, yeah, exactly. And it was somebody playing the co-op team. Her name was Brenda. And at that point, when I saw the ball roll past, my adrenaline was such that I would have picked her up and carried her there if, I don't know, my brain hadn't clicked on the same moment. But she ran, and she scored, and we won.
Hey!
Came back seven runs down or something like that. Six or seven runs, whatever. Amazing.
Gripping tail, people. Nonetheless.
The book people, the team that slaughtered us.
The hated rivals.
And they were not happy.
Yeah.
This one guy, who was actually really nice, and he even apologized later, but he went to the dugout, and he goes, F these people, and throw some bats and everything. And he was, he was so mad. But afterwards, he came out, and he was like, I'm sorry. You guys played out of the game and shook our hands and everything. But man, it was exhilarating.
It sounds thrilling.
Oh, I ate such a meal at Jack in the Box at night. What the hell?
Answer it.
Okay.
Should we take a break, or you're going to answer this? All right, he's going to take a call. Hello? We should let you know that the phone lines are not working this weekend. And so there is one, bat phone that goes right into the studio. But he can't be put on the studio. He can't be put on the air. So someone's calling, and Mac is talking to them, but you won't be able to hear it. Mac will give us the recap when he's done. He's currently asking the caller his name, and there's the hang-up. Mac, do you have a report?
His name's Bart.
Bart.
He said enough with the softball already.
Screw you, Bart. I'll see you. Hey, that was a thrilling story. That was a tale of courage for co-op, for the station that you love.
It's the greatest sports moment in my life.
Yeah.
Also in co-op's history.
That 25-8 loss, that was co-op's 9/11. Well, actually, the fires were co-op's 9/11. This was like
Baseball strike? No. That's too literal.
No. This was like...
This is like when our Diana Ross, or not, Princess Di died. Doesn't affect us directly, but we care a little.
No. And this comeback victory was like Elton John butchering his own really good song to make a less good song to raise money.
Bart probably is in Book People right now, flipping through some Welcome to the Monkey House, that collection of Vonnegut short stories.
That's probably what it was. Yeah.
And he's listening on his Zune or something like that, and he's like, ugh, enough of this. I tried Bart making fun of him. All right, enough about that. But I will say that we are playing Emos tomorrow.
Oh.
And we need these wins if we want to get in the playoffs.
There's playoffs?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And it's funny because I checked the Mascot Wedding Gmail, and that guy, have you checked it? That guy,
I have
Combe,
not checked it.
Are you sure? Because Combe sent me a message. You remember that guy?
Combe from Emos.
Yeah, he called in the show.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah, no, because we were talking about this. What did the message say?
I think it just
posted like a YouTube video.
Yeah, it was all over the map. He was like, he was talking about how he's going to, I don't know. It was really weird. Basically, he wrote like an acoustic song. It was him.
Oh, that was him in the video.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wasn't it?
I don't know. I can't keep up.
Yeah. Because it was this like really thin guy.
Yeah.
Like hair combed down.
Yeah.
Like, and he had on how many pairs of sunglasses would you say he had on?
Well, I don't know. Would you count those glasses that are like the Kanye West wears?
Like the Venetian blind ones?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'd count those.
He had at least three.
He had a lot of layers of clothing, period. He had like...
He's wearing like... It's weird you call him thin, because maybe he was. Because just counting the hoods,
yeah,
he was wearing at least three hoodies.
Well, because his arms were exposed. He like pushed up his sleeves.
Yeah.
His many, many sleeves. Okay, so there's like three hoodies, right?
Yeah.
And then like I could have sworn I saw some vests under there.
Yeah, the hoodies weren't zipped up.
No. They're open. They exposed... he had a couple of like vintage like summer camp t-shirts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, his arms were exposed. Rail thin.
I also thought it was weird, and it's weird that it's him, because I just thought it was, you know, some guy.
Yeah.
He had those little, like, keychain belt clips that, you know, a lot of the hipsters wear because their pants are so tight.
Yeah.
He had, like, three of those on.
Yeah, he did.
It was weird.
And he had, like, one key for each chain.
Yeah. I didn't get that.
Why didn't he just put all the keys on one chain?
I don't understand that.
Anyway, so it was like this rambling, like nonsensical mumbling. It was just mumbling. His entire song was just mumbling.
I'll be honest, I had the sound off because I was working in National Tomato when I checked it, so I didn't even listen to it.
But like every fourth word was either an expletive or a reference to Hitler. I don't know if he was saying he's Hitler or if you guys were Hitlers. But then there was more expletives, and then he just like broke down sobbing.
I remember at the end of the video, it faded to black and it said, "Save Darfur."
Yeah. That was kind of out of place.
I just thought it was a Darfur song that he was, I don't know, it was like getting mad at me.
I'll tell you what, though.
I mean, because Emo's is a really nice team.
Very nice team.
It's fun to play them. I look forward to playing them tomorrow.
But Combe had some issues. I'll tell you what, though. I did laugh a little bit, and I feel bad. Because he put his heart and soul into that song, I'm sure. Uh-huh. And he's very passionate about winning. But when he tried to smash the guitar, and it like, I don't know how it did this.
Yeah.
But he tries to smash the guitar. Not only does it not smash, it bounces back up and hits him in the face.
I remember that. I thought that was like what the video was for.
No.
I thought it was like, you know, because you've seen those like videos where a guy gets kicked in the nuts or something.
Uh-huh.
I thought this one was like guitar face.
No.
And then the Save Darfur was also kind of weird.
Yeah, it like faded. Like he got hit in the face with his guitar and then it faded into Save Darfur. It was just, I'm sorry.
But you're saying it was like about us. Like,
yeah, I think it was a challenge.
Huh.
It was like a throwdown, not unlike Bobby Flay.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really affect the game tomorrow. I just like playing, you know, that's all.
Yeah, well, Combe has another agenda, I guess.
Even if I wanted to put extra effort, I don't think I'd know how. Because, I mean, it's baseball. You're not running all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of an easy game. Especially, it's not even baseball. It's softball. Slow pitch.
Yeah, you run when you're told to run, and then you stop.
Yeah. I'll tell you, let's take a break. When we come back, we got part of another edition of the hot new segment. A mascot winning called Mascot Winning Takes a Bullet. Mr. President, down! No! Ooh! You see that? You see that wound?
Oh my God, you took a bullet.
Mascot Winning is going to take a bullet for you. We'll be back with some of that in a minute. What are we going to play? First track off this album, David.
We're playing The Working Man by Creedence off their box set, their delicious box set. More Mascot Winning right after this.
Back with some more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hotta.
And it's the Hour of Unspeakable Power. It's MWS. And if you want to, phones are down, so don't call. But feel free to email any sort of hate mail, or if you want us to stop talking about what we're talking about, mascotwedding@gmail.com. Oh, man. I'm glad that we're not up against the football game today.
Yeah, that's a relief.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I love watching the battle cattle play.
Yes.
But I'd still, like, if I had a choice between the show and battle cattle, I'd still totally do the show.
Of course. We would.
100 times out of 100.
Yeah.
But I know that some people, they said that they listened to the show last week while watching the game, and it just didn't work out.
Now, I can't imagine it would sync up very well.
Sometimes they know. That's the problem. It did.
Oh,
it synced
really?
Up perfectly.
Huh.
Which is weird. Like, it looked like Colt McCoy was talking at times. And then when it cut over to me, it was like Josh Childs.
That's crazy.
Or John Childs?
John Childs.
John Childs. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got a couple emails. It was weird.
Wow. Maybe we can sell this to stoners. Like, tell them to watch Texas games and listen to the Mascot Wedding Show.
Our show is free, though, David.
I don't think so. No. Hmm. We can change that very easily.
Maybe if we... Because I think, wasn't that on pay-per-view?
It was.
I think we can get some of the pay-per-view buy-in.
We should.
Money. Yeah, next time. Next time there's a game on PPV.
I'll write Sunken Valley Cable Works and see if we can get some of that sweet, sweet cash.
Let's get that going. David, are you going to take a bullet for us?
I am going to take a bullet for you, the listeners at home. In our segment, we like to call Mascot Wedding Takes the Bullet.
Oh, soon you'll have a sound for that. Oh, it'll blow your sweet ass away.
Much like you, my good listener, I do most of my shopping at convenience stores. And,
you know why? It's damn convenient, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, are you calling all convenience stores liars?
And, the other day I happened across, I was walking past the sodies. Sodies in the cases.
I love soda.
Yeah. Soda's great.
That's
soda is great.
It's awesome.
And I was in the mood for one soda in particular. However, next to it was like this little offspring.
Yeah.
I was in the mood for Sunkist, but then I noticed new Sunkist Float. What is Sunkist Float, you might ask?
Sunkist like an orange cola.
It is an orange cola, yes.
Okay.
And it was one of those like twice a year I'll be in the mood for something not mainstream soda. Something flavored, something Big Red, something Sunkist, maybe even a Squirt.
Big Red, you mean Clown's Blood?
Yes, I mean Clown's Blood.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch Klim.
And so I was in the mood for Sunkist, but I happened to see a Sunkist Float, which is not quite a soda, not quite a dessert. It's just a beverage that tastes like Sunkist mixed with ice cream. It's like a cream soda. Creamy. It's a creamy Sunkist. And I thought, why the hell not? I will take the bullet for you and also maybe enjoy this. And I'll tell you what. This Sunkist Float, it committed the cardinal sin. Uh-huh. It was too good. Because here's what happened.
Whoa. Because I guarantee that thing's probably not good for you.
No. No.
Was it? People were looking for ice cream flavored sodas.
Yeah.
They are usually in the diet section.
No, I looked on the label on the back. It was all equations.
You're not gonna find Coke Float Zero.
No, there was not a single like ingredient that I recognized. Not even water, which is in everything.
Yeah.
So
it was too good, too good, scary good.
Here's the thing. I'll say it with a disclaimer, yeah. I'll qualify it by saying I have a sweet tooth.
Oh. Yeah.
I have an unbearable, incurable sweet tooth.
I got it too. I love it. Love the sweets.
Yeah. So this. Hit the spot. Opened it up. Took a sip. It was rich. It was creamy. It was orangey. I guzzled it.
So you took that first initial sip like that. And then your eyes got wide.
Yeah. It was like Winnie the
after
Pooh.
After that, just up and down throat.
Yeah. It was just like I found the honey tree and my fat ass was stuck in it.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guzzled that thing down. I have no shame in telling you this because I have bared my soul to you listeners,
yeah.
And I will bare my soul again when I tell you I bought another Sunkist Float right then and there. I didn't drink it at the time. I waited about 45 minutes, but then I guzzled the second one.
So if listeners are in a convenience store and they pass a Sunkist Float and they go, I wonder how that tastes, if it's too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know, folks.
Yeah.
David has taken that bullet for you.
That's right. I'm taking the bullet for you.
And guess what? That bullet was delicious. He guzzled it. And he bought another one.
Here's the thing, though.
Oh, there's another thing.
Here's...
Twist ending.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sunkist Alon.
Move on.
Guzzled down the second one.
Oh.
And after that...
Yeah?
I grabbed my stomach because it hurt so much. Like, had I just left well enough alone... Had I just left well enough alone and slowly, deliberately enjoyed that first one, I would have been fine. I should have put a straw in it, put an umbrella in it, sat at the park, and sipped my beverage like a grown man. But I did not. I guzzled. I gorged. Then I had a second one, and that was my undoing. So,
would you go back again, though? Did the second one, did it ruin you?
It's going to be a while.
Oh, wow. Good story.
So it's a cautionary tale. Folks, I've taken the bullet for you, and I leave you with wisdom. Moderation. Moderation is key in life. Moderation is key in Sunkist Float. Just be careful out there, okay?
It's really overused.
Get out!
It's really overused. But you flew too close to the sun.
I did.
On the wings.
On wings made of sodium benzoate.
Of Sunkist yes. Float. We got an email.
Oh, really?
While you're taking a bullet. It's from somebody named Tom. And the subject of the email is, more softball. And he says, that caller was nuts. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll talk about softball. You know what? Next week, all softball show.
Tell you what, I'll let you know how the emails game went, Tom. Yeah. Tom, he's a fan of Glory.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's probably a fan of America.
Oh, Tom probably loves it.
And freedom and all of its values that it promises.
Tom's probably gay for freedom. I'm super queer for freedom.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bart, however.
Bart, he hates it. He's
yeah.
a freedomophobe.
That's right.
I'm going to go and march in front of Bart's house.
Yeah. You're Tom, queer for America.
Yeah.
Bart, straight for hate.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, ooh, I hate
you. So straight for hate.
Ooh, Bart. If the phone you called on wasn't so red and candy-like, I might be mad. Yeah, that's the thing, because the phones are down, right?
Yeah.
Because we can't put callers on air. But we can take calls still.
There's an emergency line in case someone really wants to request Frank Black and the Catholics.
Yeah, exactly. So you can still call in and request. If, for instance, you hate what the Clear Spot plays next. Like, more...
Oh, Clear Spot coming up next.
Yeah, Clear Spot coming up next. You're like, more Love and Spoonful. Play some.
Do you have any Love and Spoonful this week? Please. Not this week. Bring some next week. Oh, ooh. Showing off.
So, hey, if you want to call in, I guess. Maybe request it. Maybe they'll play. But in case you couldn't get that the phone was a foreign emergency, they brought us a candy red Commissioner Gordon phone.
Yes, it really is the bat phone.
Yeah. It's, you know...
It's even the old, yeah. The old-timey style. It's got the cradle and everything. It's not like a cordless phone. It's not like you could just pick it up and walk around. No. It's literally, almost literally, the bat phone.
It's not a rotary phone, okay, but good. It's one step above.
Is there a blinking red light?
No.
Okay, good.
Although when I picked it up and the guy told me his name was Bart, I thought he did say bat for a second. Scared him. Well, tell you what, folks, that is it for the Mascot Wedding Show. Stay tuned, because up next... It's Clear Spot.
Yay!
Part of Co-op's Grand Slam Saturday.
Bringing rock to your Saturday night.
That's right. We're going to go out huge. What are we going to go out with?
What did I say? What track number did I say?
Seven.
Seven? Okay. Oh, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
Geez. For more information about the Mascot Wedding Show, including show information and archives of previous episodes, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Questions, comments, concerns, recipes. MascotWedding@gmail.com. We're going out with some Badfinger this week. We're going out with Baby Blue. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.